Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
You are now listening to Lost and Rewound on Radio Free Brooklyn. Time to get embarrassed with us.
Who you're expecting?
It's never who you're expecting.
Are there welcome people that come back? I guess so. Sometimes.
What about a Reanimator? He wasn't really welcome, though, was he? That's like the very opposite of welcome.
I don't know. I think there's a big disparity between zombies and Jesus. You know what I'm talking about?
Jesus is a zombie?
Well, I'm not a
Jesus
person.
Jesus is not a zombie.
I'm not one to judge. You know, I'm not an expert on this stuff.
You're not an expert on this stuff?
I'm not an expert on lots of stuff. Let's put it that way.
Well, you seem to be an expert on open mics because I haven't seen your fucking ass in here in like 3 weeks.
I was working.
Yeah, I know you were.
I was working.
You've been a busy man.
I was grinding. Stole what I had to
do. Grinding.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was a pretty slick. Dude, you should make that every episode.
What?
When
grinding.
I come on. Just play clips anytime that I come on the mic.
It's good to have you back, Jimmy. This is Alon. I am the half of a very on and off situation here.
Oh, boy. Bringing it back. I had a feeling you would. You're listening to Lost and Rewound.
It's Radio Free Brooklyn. We have a great show for you this week, and without any further ado, let's get to it.
Oh, yeah. Over a decade, 15 years, something like this. She's an up-and-coming actress right now. You can see her on Orange is the New Black. She was in It Follows. She's on The Deuce. She just wrapped up shooting Channel Zero, which you can catch on Sci-Fi or for my Canadian friends. You can watch it on Showcase. Welcome to the show, Olivia Lucardi.
Hi.
And my Canadian friends, too. Welcome. No, I mean... I don't know. You probably made more Canadian friends hanging out the last several months being there out. Where were you in Canada?
I was in Winnipeg, and yeah, yes. I made a nice little social circle of friends that I kind of miss.
Yeah. What do they call themselves? Winnipegians?
Winnipeggers.
Winnipeggers. I was hoping it was Peggers.
Winnipeggers.
I like
it. It's got a good ring to it.
But you have to say win it before the Peggers, not just Peggers.
No, for
yeah,
sure. I'm sure that's become a little bit of an issue in recent years. Everybody seems to be in LA. Everyone goes to all these different locations. You know, people, you know, doing traveling theater. But you don't really hear about Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I know. You don't.
You're the first and probably the only I'll ever meet unless I hang out more in Winnipeg.
It's weird how much stuff is actually shot there, though. Like, that's the strange thing. Like,
oh, sure.
Yeah, but my friends did warn me because I did have a friend that shot there twice. And he's like, dude, you're going to fucking hate it.
Why?
He was like, like the Detroit of Canada, which it is. It is.
It's the Detroit of Canada.
It is the Detroit of Canada, which I was like, no, man, I'm going to love it. I love Detroit because I shot It Follows in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, no, you're going to fucking hate it. And
wait, what's Toronto then?
Toronto is, isn't that like the New York City?
It's the New York.
It's the New York of Canada.
Yeah, it's the New York of Canada. And then Montreal and Quebec are like, you know, the France of Canada.
It's
like
Vancouver is what they call Hollywood North.
Yeah, and like Portland mixed together.
When did you start traveling away from home for your craft? For being an actor.
Well, not witchcraft.
So when I shot It Follows about 4.5 years ago, that's when I traveled to Detroit for a month.
So now that you know definitely about what Winnipeg is like in terms of the comparison to Detroit, considering that one of your first experiences was in Detroit.
Canada in general, it's like, you feel like you're in America, but like something's off.
Yeah.
Like, you feel like you're in a weird like Twilight Zone.
Like
movie.
Something's off. Smarties isn't like sugar candy that hurts your teeth. It's like M&M candy that hurts your teeth.
But
weird things.
Is every diner experience that much better because it's all maple syrup? Like
how can you confirm that?
I've confirmed this with many a Canadian that they don't even know what our sugar corn syrup stuff is.
I'm realizing right now I didn't have any really maple syrup because there was this
dare you?
I'm sorry.
I was about to just get up and leave. No.
There was this really great brunch spot that I would go to whenever I had a chance when I wasn't working. And it's called Clementine's. Shouting it out there. Their food was just, it's in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Like, it's in the middle of the
time, right? You got eggs every time, right?
No, they had this fried chicken waffle toast. They also had the smashed cucumber salad. Oh, God, it was so good.
But next time you got to get on that maple, yo.
I know, yeah. I'll have some pancakes or a waffle or something.
I'm telling you.
Wow. I only know about Winnipeg myself because of Phantom of the Paradise, a movie that I have become quite a fan of. And they do a thing every year. They're called Phantom Palooza. Evidently, Phantom of the Paradise made really great ticket sales in only one city, and it was Winnipeg, of all places.
That's not surprising, honestly.
No.
For Winnipeg. Winnipeg had a weird... Not weird, but it was just strange because it seemed so random.
Mm-hmm.
But they had actually a really great set of concerts when I was there. And they also had the Canadian Games. The Canada Games.
Okay.
It's like the Olympics of Canada.
Yeah.
It was in, I don't know. It was very strange. I worked a lot, though, so I didn't really go to any.
When you were in Detroit, were you working that first time when you were doing It Follows? Detroit, was it a lot more work than play as opposed? Or, I mean, sorry, play more than work, I should say? Or... How was that experience in comparison?
I wasn't the lead in It Follows. I was a supporting.
Of course.
So we worked a lot, but also I did have time off. But also we had a blast when we weren't working.
Yeah.
Like, I can't ever get rid of some of those memories. And it was the best time of my life. Also, because it was one of the first films that I really worked on.
You were in Detroit in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2013, that was when Detroit had their most recent bankruptcy filing. While working there, did you have a sense of reverberation that you felt, you know, just being around?
One of the things I loved about it is that you saw the people growing out of it. So, no, I didn't really realize or know.
Yeah.
You just educated me on the fact of the bankruptcy.
Well, Olivia grew up in Brooklyn. So, like, seeing people living in, like, a city when it was, like, rough was like, oh, cool. City.
Like, yeah, I'm like...
Oh, like, these people are just like me. Like,
did your parents grow up in New York?
No, my dad is from Rome. My mom is from Texas. She's from Dallas.
Uh-huh. How long were they living in New York? Or did they not move...
The 70s.
All right. Like, so they have been here.
They've been here. I'm a Brooklyn girl and an upstate. I'm a little bit of upstate as well because I went to high school in upstate.
Where upstate did you go?
Chatham, New York.
Chatham.
I'm over the river from you, right above Hudson.
Just just up the thruway from me.
Mm.
This whole time.
Well, like, you know, and over a bridge, but.
Were one of your parents upstate?
Yeah, my mom went upstate.
And
for, like, when I was like 14, mm-hmm. 13, 14.
How is that adjusting from being in Brooklyn to that of being upstate from an educational perspective?
I'm not a school kid. I've never been a school kid. So the changing like schools and stuff, it was fine.
You didn't have a lot of secured friends per se.
Oh no, I'm still friends with all my friends.
For the ones from Brooklyn and the ones from upstate?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I keep my friends. I love friends.
Because I was going to say, oh. Because, well, I know Olivia through a former guest of ours.
Yes, Kesley. Who was here.
Who I went to high school with. She was living in Chatham at the time that I met her.
Yeah. When I started coming down at like 16, I started coming down a lot.
She's the only guest I haven't met in person because when we did that show, I was in England.
In London. That?
Who?
England.
Yeah, remember?
You still haven't met her? Really?
I'm pretty sure I haven't met her.
Well, she works with the apes now.
Yeah, she's never coming back.
I know. She's never coming back.
She got delayed.
Not delayed. She got renewed, I called it.
Yeah. Someone threw a monkey into her plans? That was bad. That was bad. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to everyone out there for having listened to that.
Okay. For those who are aware of our guest, Kesley Heighton, who we had a long time ago, she was a big fan of the orangutans and wanted to save them. So she's in Florida, as she insisted that she was going to do, and she is doing it, which I'm applaud.
And she just got renewed.
Yeah.
Yes.
And for another month. I know that she didn't want the apes to know, but she told me that she was feeling a little more partial to the chimps than the orangutans.
No.
So I know I know. She was like, they have more personality. I'm like, because the orangutans are just like hanging out.
They call
like
her Shoo Boo Boo with the sign language. Shoo Boo Boo.
She's totally Shoo Boo Boo.
Yeah, they if like anybody's her shoes.
She's
like, got good shoes.
Oh, Boo Boo, you got good shoes.
For those who can't see, she has great shoes.
What kind of shit were you getting involved in once you moved to Chatham? Was there anything different that you were doing up there than you were down here?
No.
Always theater. Just always.
Oh, God, no. Sorry.
Take your time. Take a minute.
I don't mean it like that. I'm not a theater person. I am the worst on stage. I did a little bit of theater in Chatham, but then I didn't.
Okay.
Second time around. You know, in high school, I started sort of smoking pot. And I just like hung out and had fun and I had a great time. And how I graduated, I don't know, but I did. And
we never know. I still don't know.
I don't understand. I'll tell you the reason why.
Because in a capitalist society, it doesn't pay to put kids through school another year. You just pass them. That's how it goes.
Well, and hope thanks, that they man. Figured. And
way
hope
to shoot me down. I'm like, I made it.
I'm just trying to make. I'm trying
like,
to.
No, you
he's
didn't.
Right though.
I'm soapboxing this right now.
When I said about like me not doing well in school, I'm not a fan of the education system of America, or in general. Like, if I have kids, they're being homeschooled.
Yeah.
Like,
public or private, you're not down with it.
It doesn't matter. Like, I feel like I was kind of gypped in like schooling education because I don't learn a certain way and they didn't, you know, provide for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. They don't care.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the same way. Again, if they could figure out a way to monetize us, then they would have a reason to make us smarter. But at this point in their mind, it's just lost funds to educate students, get it done as cheaply as possible. And like, we have to uphold standards to a degree so people don't complain.
I think I think the American education system is in extremely dire straits right now, and it's always been. And to not be too blanket about it in terms of a statement, I just find it abhorrent the way that it's going right now. So there's no way to really be too confident that it's going to get any better anytime soon until there's actual swift reform, and there is none of that right now.
It's so. What'll happen is if people in the future start to be really dumb,
then we'll know why.
Then we'll country will finally figure
it's
out.
It's an apt way to put it, Jimmy.
Put
yes.
more effort into it. If all of a sudden in the future, like small problems start coming up and people just like can't solve it, and they're like,
I had a private school education, and I am very grateful for the private school education that I got, but at the same time, I respect people who have gone through the public school system because I feel like that was a much more difficult obstacle to undertake.
Looks like you've been through hell and back, son.
Nah.
Where have you been? I just came from public school.
What was the first show you ever acted in?
Professionally?
When you were a teenager.
Oh, well, the first show I ever did, I was a child.
Yes.
And
here in New York?
Actually, in Italy.
Okay.
Because visiting grandparents, we went to like the Club Med of Italy, and you know, the kids program, they put on a play. So the first one, I was a Charlie's Angel.
A Charlie's Angel.
Yep. I had like this little like boy haircut, and I was a Charlie's Angel. And I don't really think I said anything, but I just sort of like stood there with like my hand as a gun and just like did the thing.
What was the name of the show?
Everybody knew from that
Who
point on.
Fucking knows.
You don't even remember.
My sister was dressed as Madonna with like the cone tits and like the blue eyeshadow. And
so good.
Yeah, my mom has a photo of it.
Wow.
Up at, upstate.
And, it'll be on the website.
You know what's crazy? I was just thinking about, now that you mentioned that, the very first memory I ever have of acting in anything was in third grade when we did Tom Sawyer. And then I was like, I wonder if they just took the N-word out of it, because there's a lot of N-words in that movie.
No. they definitely put it through the education ringer by the fact that I did one too, and there was no foul language at all whatsoever. But it was also short.
There's a character where his name, the N-word is in his name. They call him. Every time they see him, they're like, oh, he's here. It's just you're just like, oh, really?
It did not happen. But who were you in Tom Sawyer? Do you remember at all?
I played Tom.
Yeah.
He's the crazier one, right?
Huck Finn was...
Oh, Huck Finn is the crazier one. That's the deal.
Yeah.
No, I played Huck Finn. I played whoever was the one that was like, come on, buddy. Get seduced. Let's go down a river and do some stuff.
You were like the Dale in Chippendale. You had the Hawaiian shirt on. Doing wild and crazy things.
I'm always the character standing next to the main character.
Right.
Remember, I did Midsummer's Dream, and I was Demetrius. Like, I wasn't the main guy. I was the guy next to him that was kind of scummy. And they were like, yeah, that guy's a dirtbag. Perfect.
Do you remember the first show that you did when you got here to the States?
I did Shakespeare in high school. It was a Shakespeare play. It was The Comedy of Errors. And I played Pinch's assistant, which I don't even really think was actually in the script, but it's like, let's throw, everybody. It was Shakespeare and Company. So it's like, everybody needs a part. But I just had to act like a crazy person off to the side. And, I did that pretty well because it came naturally. And
how did you get involved with the Shakespeare Company?
My school did it.
Okay.
It was through my school, and I did it in ninth grade. And then I tried out the next year, and they put me in costume department. And, I just didn't particularly like the experience. I felt like shit. And I always said, I was like, I'm going to be an actress. My entire life, I'm like, I'm going to be an actress. I'm going to do it. And everyone's like, okay. And then when they were like, you can go to costume department, that's us giving you a position in this production. I was just like, fuck you guys. Let's smoke a joint up on the tracks. And then, so, actually it wasn't a joint, it'd be a bowl. But, you know.
True.
Go on the train tracks.
You're living life.
Get a little rowdy.
Get some life experience, you know.
Absolutely.
So after high school, I went and did the Natural College of Life. And I'm still going to it. Because you never really graduate until you die. I mean.
True, you graduate to the cemetery.
Yeah. In Queens, because that's all Queens is cemeteries.
There are twice as many people buried in New York as living.
Excuse me?
About twice as many people buried in New York City as there are living.
I guess if you count 16 the rivers, million, too.
60, yeah, true enough. All in one sleeping with the fishes. We got 16 million people buried in New York, something like that.
Okay. Well, here's a question for the panel. Here's a question for the panel. No, here's a question for the table. If there was one zombie that you could resurrect, who would it be?
You remember saying to go
in New York City
to unleash on somebody or to chill with them?
They have to
chill
be in them. New York City.
You have to be buried in New York City.
And they're not going to try to eat me while we're chilling.
Who's buried here?
To me, the most obvious one, that if anybody says one that's different, I feel like they're foolish. You have to say Hamilton. Come on. Who else do you go to chill and eat with that's buried in New York? But Alexander motherfucking Hamilton.
And be and like, guess just... what?
Listen to this
have
song.
Have I got a story for you?
What I would do is Melvin? I'd ask him if he could get me tickets to his play.
Yo, this is my plus one. The Alexander Hamilton. It's okay. He won't eat your face.
I resurrected him. I got VIP tickets, baby. I can't afford $700.
Did you ever get a chance to see Broadway shows when you were a kid?
No, and I haven't really seen Broadway.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
This is what real New Yorkers are like, dude. I'm telling you. This is people are like, I've never been to the Statue of Liberty.
I've never been to the Statue of Liberty.
And I don't plan on going.
I don't plan on going. I can go by on the Staten Island Ferry. I'm like, that's enough. And then when you get to Staten Island, it's like, I'm going to just stay on the boat. No, man, we have to get off. No, I'm going to stay on. I'm not going. I'm not stepping foot there. I'm not going to the island.
I'm telling you.
What was the first movie you ever saw?
The first movie that I can remember that I saw, I think, is The Little Mermaid or some shit. And Ursula scared the shit out of me.
Aren't they making a remake of that?
Yeah.
Probably, if they want to make money.
Yeah.
With Ursula, it's a story about...
Oh, yeah, they're doing an Ursula movie. Yeah.
And she's hot and skinny.
Probably.
Most likely.
Yeah.
And we'll have a discussion about it.
Yeah.
Which we should.
But a Facebook deception. No.
Yes. What was the first TV show that you like ever glommed onto?
Sailor Moon, and still fucking love it. And I'm like a collector. I've even got a keychain.
You right give here. Tattoos yeah. of Sailor Moon? Have I just given you an idea?
No, you haven't. And I don't have a tattoo of Sailor Moon, but there, you just made me. I want. You're causing me anxiety,
which
man.
Is, I mean,
it's gonna happen.
If let's say, I just want to ask a very serious question about yes. this. So let's just exclude Sailor Moon. Which is your other favorite sailor?
Oh, Mars.
Okay,
I don't know.
That's a good answer.
She's the one with the long black.
No, yeah, that's a good. That's like a really good.
She
answer.
She was the red one.
Yeah, honestly,
Rey. She like control fire.
I was
shit.
Gonna say I was. She was my favorite. Though. Yeah. Put it out there.
Do you have any siblings?
I have a sister. She lives in New Orleans.
You have a sister in New Orleans?
I do.
What?
His sister lives in New Orleans as well.
Oh,
over in the Bywater. Yeah,
she lives over by the Bywater. She lives in Ninth Ward.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah, maybe they know each other. Wait, what's her sister's name?
Her last name is Danziger. That's really a very easy name to find out in New Orleans.
But my sister never knows last names.
She only knows first names?
She used to always say, she's like, how the fuck do you have... You always say people's full name. I am going to go hang out with Jimmy Hoffman. She's like, I don't... Just say Jimmy.
But everybody in that group calls me by my full name.
Everybody
I'm a Jimmy Hoffman to everybody.
But Kesley's just Kesley.
And Kesley calls me just Jimmy.
Everybody look up Sarah Danziger on Instagram. Dear Sarah is her username. Her photography is crazy.
S-A-R-R-A-H.
I was going to say that. So how do you look? But how do you look up crazy? Is that like a webpage?
It's like radio.
That's definitely like, four A's.
Okay.
Yeah. Radio has five O's, by the way.
You know that, right?
Speaking of radio, you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
We'll be back in a little bit with some clips.
What a smooth transition.
Have you been enjoying what you've been listening to this week?
I know I have.
If you want to support us, we would very much appreciate you going over and visiting our pledge page.
Yeah, that is, again, you can get to that by visiting the interwebs. First, you hook up a computer. Now, you want to plug it into like a wall socket to get power. And then there's more steps. And you go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/LAR.
If you want to sponsor the show.
Or you can go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/pledge to sponsor the station.
We are a 501c3, a nonprofit community that is here to just put all of your favorite programming and maybe new favorite programming on the web for all to hear. Thanks so much for all your support. We are joined by Olivia Lucardi, actor and funny lady, and Jimmy's childhood friend.
Old chum.
She's long my time, old long chum. Time.
Olivia was kind enough to contribute some of her old videos. In the spirit of Lost and Rewound, being that we always strive to find the oldest audio that we can find, Olivia has videos on Facebook, like Kesley did when she was on the show, of things that happened in high school. It's kind of compelling to be in the studio for this one, as mentioned before, when I was in England for the last one. So it's kind of cool to be here watching what's going on, as opposed to the last one where I didn't see the videos until afterwards. I want to start with what appears to be two very, very short clips. Do you want to intro this for us at all, Olivia? Where you were with your friend?
We're in my childhood room, and me and one of my best friends from high school, Sarah, she and I are just laying in my bed playing with a good old digital camera, singing a nice song about love.
The world she needs to have is love. Sweet love. And no, 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 no. No, 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 no.
We should watch The Yellow Submarine.
Holy shit. We're gonna trip.
We should watch Brad Tattoo. Right now.
Tripping.
Tripping.
It's love. Sweet love.
Na 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 na.
I love it. I love it. It's just
that, I feel like that encapsulates like a lot of
Just 18 years old, not a care in the world, stoned out of your mind, just having fun.
I really applaud it, because having the chance to videotape that kind of personal enjoyment, it's very intimate, and it's nice to be able to hear sounds from that time, because I don't know if I really have many sounds that exist from 17 and 18. I don't even know if I have any visuals. I feel like I do, but definitely not as many sounds. Not as many as I've shown and presented in the past.
Yeah, I have a dark period in my life too. I think that there's no, I'm serious.
Who's to say that I was a dark period?
No, though? I think that pretty much, if you look from the time that I graduated college until the time I met you, there was no photographs taken of me. So I think that that was like 3 or 4 years, and there's nothing that exists, like as if I wasn't real.
You didn't exist. I didn't exist.
I wasn't real.
Not existing.
Not existing.
Forget about it.
There is no Jimmy.
Jimmy doesn't
exist.
There
is no spoon.
That was cool. Sorry, I didn't.
I had to break.
Boom, chicka, boo, boo. Oh, no.
It would have kept going.
I don't know if it's appropriate to ask.
Ask.
I did know if it was appropriate to ask if there was maybe a certain drug that you were taking because of, I heard the word tripping.
I think we are tripping on mushrooms.
Okay.
There's also, you know, there's not the other one of the videos.
Oh, you know, oh really?
Yes.
There's another one?
There is another one.
So more of the same.
I'm going to give a little visual for that.
Please. It's a great visual.
We are at the Columbia County Fair. This is probably like 2008. And
2007, actually. It says the date of that is November 14th, almost 10 years ago.
Oh, then 2007. So that was the summer right when we graduated high school.
The visuals of that was the
It
was like the Childish Gambino video 2005. It was, you basically filmed it before he did it.
So Ferris wheel evening time.
What park were you at?
It was the Columbia County Fair.
It was the Columbia County Fair in Chatham, New York. Yeah.
And you are with three of your friends. Listening.
I am with three of my friends, and we are wearing tiaras and candy necklaces and boas and.
Sorry, I couldn't. You said candy necklace, and I immediately just got. I went back there.
Well, his that belly laugh that you just had reminded me of the clip, because that's one thing that I've noticed is that, like, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit of inebriation to get that true laugh. And when I was listening to that clip, I was like, those laughs are so pure. It's just like people having a good ass time, you know?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, like when you're on a Ferris wheel at a fair and you go over and you see all the lights and you see all the stuff you can ride, you're like, holy shit. I need to go on all that stuff. And then when you're on mushrooms, you're like, yes, let's go on everything.
Ferris wheel is just basically an ad for the rest of the amusement park.
Well, it is very emblematic. Look at Coney Island.
Yeah.
That and the roller coaster. But it's the Wonder Wheel is, there's nothing like it.
When I see the Wonder Wheel, all I can think is, you know, warriors, come out and play. Yes. If anybody from Brooklyn ever like tells me they haven't seen that film, I just like I want to bop them.
I had to have fake sex with the dude that did that. Warriors that actually said that. Like now, like I did it last in like May for a project. He's a great guy, but so fucking awkward because he took all his pants off. He took his pants completely off because he was like he was like for the sex scene. You know, they can give me something to cover by Michelangelo. And I was like, I don't know what that means.
Like,
so, but I'm like, honestly, I'm like, I don't know what that means. I'm going to do whatever. I don't care, whatever. And then he just takes his pants off. I'm like, holy shit, that's it. That's what you, oh, okay, well, whatever. Like, I'm wearing two pairs of underwear. I'm, be professional. Okay, okay, right. Like, did it. But then I found out that I took his on-screen virginity. Part of me is like, you can keep it. But like, I didn't say who. No, I did kind of say who.
No, he didn't say the name.
I totally used my brain to figure out who it was.
All right, we have to focus here.
Yes.
It's okay.
That's pretty hilarious.
Okay, so you know, you're doing shrooms. You're, you know, you're partying. You're enjoying life as a teenager should. It seemed like you also were into drinking, but obviously responsibly, I imagine, or not so responsibly.
Yes. Well, you know, everyone has their irresponsible times. I've always been like basically responsible. Nothing ever too bad. And now as an adult, 28, I'm you know, drink responsibly.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone should drink.
No, we never.
People just don't know when to stop.
That's exactly right. I'll tell you that from all the times we were ever out.
Switch to water sometimes. Everybody, go for the clear beer.
Everybody was always fine.
Yeah.
There was never a situation where people were like going to excess. We were like, you need to watch out. Like everyone was always good.
Yeah. And if sometimes if you need to throw up, you just go and throw up and then you go back to the party. Yeah. It's fine.
Take a little nap.
There's a clip here of you and friends. Could we maybe paint the picture of what is the video before we talk about what the shotgunning is all about?
This is Kesley's, I believe it was her 19th birthday, and she had a toga party. And there was this whole situation where her mother was yelling at them for us because of having alcohol because we weren't 21 yet. But basically they were yelling, and I kind of told them, and Jan is like my mother. Kesley's mom is like my mom. But so I was just kind of like, guys, you're just fucking yelling and not making sense. Like, shut up. And so she went off on me, and I'm just going to yell back at her. So I was just drinking champagne while she's talking, because champagne is okay, but not hard alcohol. And anyway, so I'm already really drunk, and I'm like, guys, let's shotgun a beer. So me and two guys, George and Don, dressed in togas, are doing a shotgunning contest.
Starting now. Beat it. Oh, did you pussies get your shit ready?
I'm gonna get my ass kicked again.
Yeah, you are.
It's just a party.
Watch, I did it on the... No, I didn't know.
Oh, you think I'm gonna try to get a big hole so it's gonna get...
Hell yeah.
Bigger, better?
Yeah, that's a huge hole.
Ready?
Oh, God. Hold on, hold on.
Wait. Let me just frame it so we get all of them. All right, are we ready?
Okay.
Get set. Go, bitches.
Oh, my God.
That's one of, in my opinion, that's one of the most full-bodied, taking you back to the past clips that we've ever had.
You were at that party.
I don't know if I was.
You weren't at the toga party. I think you
because
were at
that
the
was
toga
right when I went to. I would have just been in college then. If you think about it, I went to college because I wouldn't have been back until about May. I come back. I usually came back May, the first week of May, and then I was in college when you guys were seniors. That was my first year of college. Because I would remember dressing in a toga.
Yeah.
Because remember, I came back from college and I had no braces for the Halloween party. Everyone was like, oh my God, Jimmy has no braces. I feel like that was like the year before, I think. There's a photo literally of me like, and people were like, ah. They were literally seeing me brace free.
Amazing.
Brace free from 2007.
Wait, so you had braces later on?
I got braces when I was older. I got braces when I was like 16, and I had them, 16 or something, and then I had them until I was like 19. I'm pretty sure, I think I had them right when I went to college, and then I got them off like in the first semester of college.
What was the relationship between you and those guys over in that clip?
They went to college with Kesley or Jamie?
High school.
Don
went to our high school, me and Kesley's high school.
Yeah.
I
don't know where George went either, but he was someone that would hang out and come to the parties. They would all come. I haven't seen them in.
I was just thinking, like, George, I haven't seen. Don, I saw on the street. I used to run into Don all the time. And there's this thing about Don that everybody in our friend group knows. That guy's everywhere.
Yeah.
You just walk down the street and you see that guy. So yeah. I saw him like a year ago, and he was just like, oh, what's up, baby? And I was like, oh, yeah, that's Don. He's doing his Don thing.
Seems like you have a lot of videos that are capturing some kind of not scandalous stuff going on per se, but just very like crazy, sort of very wacky, spontaneous behavior. You liked to document more than you liked to be in front of the camera.
Yeah, I'm definitely a memory collector.
The collector.
Yeah, I'm a collector. I love taking videos. I also do photography as well. I just like capturing moments in life that you can look back and, like, you know, that make you happy, make you think of, like, better times. Or even sometimes, like, taking a moment that's, like, a little sad and it's, like, remembering the sad times. And, you know, it's just I like capturing life. I edit music videos. I like sort of portraying times in life or moments in life that people don't really think about, like finding the beauty in, like, everyday items or garbage on the street, but like finding the beauty in it to make it beautiful.
You know.
I don't know.
You had a lot of old videos that you even made during high school, if that's correct.
I started editing film when I was about a junior in high school.
You lost some of them though, didn't you?
Yeah, I lost a lot of my high school videos due to hard drive breaking.
Oh man, haven't we all been there? Keep it on a hard copy. You're like,
I did.
Good idea.
I still actually have photos that I haven't looked at forever because they're on a broken thumb drive. So I don't know if it's salvageable, and if I kept it, but knowing fully well that there's a pretty good chance there's never going to be a retrieval of that information, which is sad.
It is sad. It can be a little cleansing sometimes, but you have to do it that way. You know, you have to sort of like turn your tragedy into like comedy in a sense of like, okay, I'm just like cleaning up. It's clean up. But luckily, good old Facebook, internet, it's always on the internet.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have that at least. Mm-hmm. We have the internet at our side at all times to help us in times of need. That's why I don't really care too much about like when I would lose my phone. A yearly occurrence at this point, which is so
knock on wood.
So depressing, right?
Literally all of us just knocking on wood.
I never have. You guys are so irresponsible.
And I really didn't
but yours
mind
is
because
a Samsung the majority or whatever, so
wow.
That can
be lost.
Nah, yo.
Wow, dude.
Nah, yo. This is like some almost top of the line 3 years ago joint. Like, don't even.
Oh my god. Yeah.
A lot of those photos went up on like on Facebook already or whatever. So like the photos that I took, I didn't really feel like, oh, well.
Yeah.
There were some videos in there, but they're like most of my dogs, and you end up taking a video of your dog. It's exactly like the video you lost, so it's okay.
You take a new one every day.
Yes.
What about that one time that your dog did a backflip?
He'll do it again one day. There's a video you took of a friend who is rapping.
Yeah.
Was the directing music videos stemmed out of just capturing moments, or was it vice versa where you were doing music videos and then realizing through making videos that you were capturing other things other than the subjects?
It stems from like when you listen to music and you just hear a song and then sort of getting a feel of like, oh my gosh, this song goes perfect with this moment. It was a collaboration through both of them. I've always been a visual person and I also like loved music. So it just sort of happened and I've always sort of captured stuff because I just like capturing it. I like making things. I've always liked making things.
Matching all chain, slipping up, but whatever I want, getting up with my spitting stuff. Yo, listen, ripping up them like shreds, shredding paper, whatever my papers, I will always endeavor to take you all to the other side of the block. Whatever with the block, I'll pop, whatever I another MC from the block, I'm always rocking the spot. You know all my shit is hot. Yo, like the same place, Jamaicans. Yo, I'm taking peace, L, I'm facing peace in pieces, I'm taking. Market and then I'm lacing my week, taking you all, it's that crack full. You know how I tackle and blast full. Yo, that's it, yo.
My throat's tired. Where was that? That was in Brooklyn?
That was in Brooklyn. That was on like St. Mark's between like Vanderbilt and Washington.
2008?
Yeah. Yeah, it was like a gallery show with like graffiti artist kids. It was like a cool collaboration of different artists and performance art and stuff like that.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was a really cool event.
When you got back, how did it feel being back into a much more gentrified Brooklyn than before you left?
Oh my God, Brooklyn. I mean, Brooklyn's changed so much. I don't feel welcome in Park Slope anymore, which is where I'm from.
I feel ya.
Yeah, right? It's like,
I can't go over there without getting a dirty look.
And like, also, like, Fort Greene is my other home. So it's also like, I can't afford to live like where I've basically grown up. It's different. All of New York is becoming like, it's, the change is weird.
Yeah.
Change is just really weird. I lived in this neighborhood. I used to live right down the block from here, like 9 years ago. And that was, this neighborhood is totally different.
Yeah, it's totally, it's flipped. The script is flipped.
I mean, there's coffee shops and people jogging.
But there are still bed bugs. Don't be.
Well, you know, it's nice to have a little nibble when you go to bed. Who doesn't want some bugs beneath their pillow?
I wanted to ask you about this clip from Caitlin's 21st birthday. How old are you versus Caitlin, who's 21?
I am 18.
Okay.
Caitlin is my best friend's sister.
Okay.
So Sarah made her a cake for her 21st birthday, you know, and we're all drinking at our friend's house and having a great time and celebrating her birthday, and she's got, like, Mardi Gras beads and tiara and, you know, the classic,
and
like,
candy
pegging
necklace.
And everything. I think I had the candy necklace. That was sort of my thing.
Nobody else could.
No one could. Anyway.
Oh, shit.
That's my candy necklace. What you know about that?
Don't touch it.
Don't touch my edible jewelry.
So, yeah, Sarah made her this wonderful cake with all these beautiful candles.
And then happened.
Birthday, dear Caitlin. Happy birthday to you.
Your hair was your fire.
No, shit.
I got that on a video.
Are we supposed to go out? They keep whining.
You're about killing yourself.
Oh my God, Caitlin, your hair!
That was absolutely crazy.
Oh, Lord! Wow.
So you hear Sarah at the very end. I lit your hair on fire because she got the candles that relight. So Caitlin's like playing it off like
candles.
A champ. Playing it off like a champ. Like, she taps out the hair, the fire in the hair, and she's just like, blow them out. Why aren't they going out? And she played it off for like 5 minutes. After 5 minutes, she is locked in the bathroom, crying her fucking eyes out. Like,
oh no.
She was so sad and so embarrassed. I'm like, Caitlin, it's okay.
So
like,
it's because she blew the first ones out, and then she transitioned to blow the rest of them out, but they relit underneath her hair.
Oh no.
It was brutal. I mean,
oh goodness.
And it's so bad because even like, you know, we'll have to like post a link to that clip. You zoom in like right on the hair.
Unintentionally.
Because it's like we zoomed in on the cake. But the hair was the hair.
Let me ask you this. Did you ever show the video to her?
Oh, yes. It took her probably, I only showed her a couple years ago for the first time ever. So it took her about 7 years until she could see it. And I would have sent it to America's Funniest Home Videos.
But she's super embarrassed.
So, I never put it online. That could be a thing.
It is a thing.
I have never done it. It's for kindness to her, to not embarrass her. But now that, you know, she just turned 30, so I'm now going to reapproach the idea.
Yeah.
You know,
I think it's been enough time.
It has now been 9 years, woman.
This thing has been on the shelf, and it needs to be
It needs to be seen. I mean, everyone sees it that comes over, but I need it to be seen on the internet.
It's pretty great.
Let's go viral, bitch.
And the fact that in the background, it's like, oh, I can't, I lit your hair on fire.
I lit your hair on fire. I'm just like, oh my God, Caitlin, your hair.
Like, this is one of the few times.
That is not the thing you have to have happen on your birthday.
Yeah.
No.
This is one of the few clips where I like immediately want to watch it again, but this is not the nature of our show.
Nope, this is not the nature of our show. You know, it's kind of funny that you're here providing clips that are not of yourself, because just like with what I've been doing in the past, bringing clips on that are not necessarily with my voice in them and other people's voices, and, you know, having what I had done when I was a kid, capturing folks' voices in so much as, you know, in a much different time of their life. It's crazy to be, you know, seeing somebody else doing that in video form in some respect. There are plenty of folks that are like that, but those who can do it in such a way to capture such fantastic, genuinely spontaneous moments, it's not like, you have to have a real skill for that. Mm-hmm. You have to be really in the right place at the right time, no?
Yeah, you do. It's almost like anticipating when you think, like, there's going to be something about to happen, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, you have to anticipate, like, this seems like a moment that I should capture.
When did you get a video camera?
My first video camera, I think I was in middle school. I started borrowing my dad's behind his back.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bobby.
It's Papa.
Papa.
It's a Papa.
Sorry, Papa.
It's a mia Papa.
It's true, you're Italian.
See?
It's a mia Papa.
A mia Papa.
Mia Papa.
But this clip is of my mommy.
Yes. And how did your mom like getting videotaped?
She's good at it. She's good at it. She's a funny woman.
She entertains
she's
it.
She's a funny broad.
She
really is.
Yeah, my mom hated being videotaped and photographed.
Oh, my mom is like, she's like a woo, like she's a woman. You know what I mean? Like she loves a little bit of attention.
Sure.
You know, the apple doesn't fall far from that tree. I'll tell you that much.
your father was not so much a fan, more of documenting and so.
Well, my dad was a photographer, so he taught me what to know.
What to know.
With the cameras.
With yes, exactly.
He taught me the cameras.
So you're like a perfect blend of your parents.
You know, I'm a nice little mesh. You know, it's a little bit of 50-50, but I am mainly 100 Italian. But, you know.
But this is
but
how.
Technically not, but like I am.
But this is how we melting pot and we do what we do.
That's New York, the biggest melting pot in all the world.
You know, as they say.
This is a clip of you and your mother.
Oh my God! Oh, you're a bad daughter! Oh, you're a bad
Oh, shit! Afterwards, she proceeded to say, and I was trying to find the long video, but she goes, oh my God, it's like a redneck orgasm! It's like a redneck orgasm! What does that even mean?
Oh, goodness.
Wow.
I made her ride the zipper. I put her on the zipper on the monkey cages. We went to the fair once again. You know, it's an annual thing.
Yes.
I've missed the past 2 years. My friends upstate aren't very happy about it. They call me and they're like, the zipper isn't here. You're not here. What the fuck is wrong with this fair? And I'm just like,
what is the zipper? What is that ride like?
That is the monkey cages. You know, when you have like the conveyor belt and then it's got like the cages on the side and they like flip and like you go around the you know, and it, like, flips and it turns and it's topsy and it's turvy. It's called Google.
Oh, yeah. I feel
that phone lady.
Oh, yeah, Fonya. Let's ask Fonya.
Look, zip a carnival rides. Anyway, but while you Fonya, look that
do,
up and figure
do,
that
do,
out.
Do what you
while
do,
Fonya. Fonya does our work.
This is what you pay you for, Fonya.
Yes, it's true.
So me and her, you know, because I live down here, I went upstate for the fair. And me and my mom, we went together and we watched the demo derby. We got the big lemonades and we watched the crash demo derby because that's like my thing. Like when I go up there, I'm like redneck Olivia. Not like fully redneck, you know, but like
people don't understand.
People don't understand
how upstate New York is like rural.
Yeah, like I you know, get nice and upstate and I love to watch demo derbies and I usually used to paint the cars with my friends every year. And me and my mom are doing it and she's like a little child sometimes. She's like, you know, drinking the lemonade. And she's like having so much fun. She's like, oh my God, you want to get some like fried dough? How gross is that? Let's get some. And I'm like, okay, mommy. And my mom is like a health nut. So she's like, let's have this like over-sugared quart of lemonade and like fried dough. And I was like, you want to ride some rice? And she's like, yeah. I was like, you want to ride that? She goes, I don't know, Olivia. Like, you know, she's all like nice and sweet all the time. And I'm like, you want to ride this? I don't fucking know, Olivia. I don't know. I don't know. I was like, come on, it'll be fun. It'll be fun. And then, you know, she starts calling me a bad daughter.
Yeah.
Having redneck orgasms and stuff like that, you know.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
You're a bad daughter! You're a bad daughter! Oh, my God! I'm a bad daughter! But yeah, I do also get the laugh from my mother. We share a laugh.
Yeah, that was I've been called a bad daughter before. It's
you are a pretty bad daughter.
The context, you know, depends. You know? It makes something you feel worse.
Olivia, you've been very kind to come here this week and contribute all this audio. You've been so busy lately. It sort of boggles the mind how to even go about back selling after the front sell that Jimmy had given her before, because there's so much you're doing. It's like we were in touch with you for 2 months before getting here because you've been away in Canada.
Yeah, I was in Canada for the summer, and then I went to Europe for vacation for 2 weeks, and I was just in LA this weekend for a premiere for a movie, Ladylike, which is on iTunes. Sorry.
Excellent.
I had to do that. I had to throw it out there. It's cute. It's a comedy.
What's it called
again? It's fun.
Ladylike.
You know, it's like a rom-com, but from the best friend who's losing her best friend to the guy's perspective, you know? So it's cute.
Yeah.
I play a bit of a hoe, but, you know, that's only natural for my, you know, career path. That sounded bad.
You know, hey,
you know, whatever.
It's I'll say it like this. I've played myself many a hoe.
Yeah.
And I, for some reason, in like in college, I was like gangbanger, drug addict, you know, and it was just because I was from New York. And they're like, you know, but you know what it's like. It may not be you, but you know.
But you know.
But you get it. You like, you know.
You understand.
You understand that the struggle.
I was in Boston.
So you have movies on iTunes, Sci-Fi, in Canada as well.
Showcase,
baby.
Showcase for the Canadians.
And then what, and any other projects you have coming up?
Coming up? No.
Oh.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe yes, maybe no.
Who knows what the future will bring? Yeah,
The Deuce got renewed for a second season, so we start that next year.
And, okay, great.
You know, The Deuce is on every Sunday.
Yes, and people can see your face.
You can see my face. You might you not can recognize see your face. Me, but like, you don't actually don't know what I look like right now, so.
Oh, they
so
will.
Technically.
They will.
Look in the credits and be like, oh, her? For real?
Oh, that girl.
Oh, I like her.
I heard that shit was.
Ah, she all right.
All right.
She all right.
Olivia Lucardi here on Lost and Rewound. Go to olivialucardi.com. I don't have
one of those.
Yeah. where can people IMDb, find you on social media?
Yeah. At Luchardi, Luchardii. That is not how you pronounce my last name, though. I am Olivia Lucardi, but people get it wrong, so I made Luchardi. But yeah, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram.
Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And we'll be back in just a minute right here on Radio Free Brooklyn.
God, that was such a wild Jesus. That was great. I have missed you, and I've missed that energy that you so bring to the show.
This is like two dudes blushing in the basement.
Oh, yeah. You know how we do. So much fun here every week on Lost and Rewound, and you remember where to go. If you want to contribute to the community, radiofreebrooklyn.org/pledge. And if you want to be a sponsor for our show, radiofreebrooklyn.org/LAR. And we are also all over the place, so you could hear us everywhere. We are on iTunes, we're on SoundCloud, and our main page is on Podomatic, lostandrewound.podomatic.com.
And if you'd like to become a contributor and possibly a guest for our program, you can email us at lostandrewound@radiofreebrooklyn.org.
And if you want to catch Jimmy doing his thing,
Yeah, you can catch me every Monday night at Tilt BK. That's right off the Montrose L Stop.
Yeah. That's the basement. Yeah, no, not the basement. No,
well, if we get enough peoples, we'll be back in a basement.
But right now, you're doing it on the main floor.
On the main floor.
Right there on McKibben Street.
Yeah, 8:30 p.m. Monday nights, the Bent Tilt Open Mic, hosted by George Trulli. You couldn't see the face I made, but it was classic.
but you were gesturing to yourself like, it isn't me, it's Jimmy.
You know, you already know my voice, my natural voice.
My name is Alon.
And this is Jimmy.
Radio Free Brooklyn, Lost and Rewound. Bye-bye.
Ow, my hair!